Daylight savings time kicked in a bit early this year. It started yesterday. Some people love the extra evening sunlight hours, but commentator Laura Lorson finds the change a bit weird.
One whole day into this year's daylight saving time, and I'll come right out and admit that time is something that kind of baffles me. So every year when it's time to change the clocks, I get kind of uneasy. Does it strike anyone else as bizarre? Like somehow time is just this sort of consensual agreement? Like maybe there's some group of people out there just deciding on these sorts of things someplace. We're all going to move our clocks up an hour. Macaroni and cheese should be orange. Anything involving Anna Nicole Smith is a news story. I remember being upset about daylight saving time every year when I was a kid. Is this something we can actually do? We can just change the time, I'd say to my mom. What about the people with sundials? How do they work this out? Well, my mom would say, that is a problem. I guess the ancient Babylonians among us are going to be in a bit of a fix. My mom's kind of a pragmatist. She'd pipe up with some kind of rationale that involved the time change being good for the farmers. I never quite figured that one out. It turns out all these years later that my skepticism was well-founded on that particular point. Now that I live in a rural area, it's clear to me that while DST is probably good for someone, it's sure not for farmers. It's not like livestock set their baby bens for 5 a.m. They still get up when they get up, clock change or no clock change. And this leads to discombobulated animals and grumpy stockmen. And let's keep in mind that it's not like the crops suddenly actually get more sunshine. It's just that the farmers have to work later because the sun doesn't go down until like 9:30 at night. They're going to miss Grey's Anatomy and Nancy Grace. The bottom line is, I just don't like it. It makes me cranky. Yesterday, I was all out of sync, just like the roosters. I couldn't fall asleep until midnight. My body clock prefers more darkness, which is probably genetic memory from my exceedingly pale, light-deprived Northern European ancestors. And whatever happened to the idea that we're all supposed to be avoiding the sun as much as possible these days, hmm? So I was thinking, Saturday night, as I was dutifully changing my smoke detector batteries and fiddling with the 2011 clocks in my house, if we can just up and change immutable and inexorable things like time by consensual decree, is there any possibility that we can all get together come July 31st and agree to move our calendars ahead past my least favorite oppressively hot month so that we can just spring forward to Labor Day? It makes about as much sense to me. And hey, we'd have one less month of DST.
Commentator Laura Lorson will still have to get up at 5 a.m., daylight or not, at her home in Perry, Kansas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.